So the Eilige Mishnah Vayitim is Sech Teshvi is Perik Aleph. Mishnah Hey. Shloisha Ilonois Shel Shloisha Anashim. What we have over here is an area of a Besa, and there are three trees here. But the three trees all belong to three different people. Reuven has a tree, Shimon has a tree, Levi has a tree. Zok the Mishnah Reilim, it's Darfin. That's not a problem, the fact that they belong to different people. I still say it's a tree field with three trees. The Charshin, as a result, you can plant Kol Besa, the entire area of the Besa, Beshvilan, because of these three trees, until Shvuas. See, I would think if they belong to different people, so they have no shaykhs to each other. Each one is considered a field on its own. So you only have until Pesach. So we're saying, no, we're connecting them. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, V'kama Yehei B'neim, in all the cases we spoke about till now, where we said that because of the three good, strong trees, you can plant the entire Besa until Shavuos of the year before. What is the distance here between one tree and the other? So like the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel says, "Kadesh shehei bakar oiver bekelov." Enough space for the cattle to pass through with, you know, the apparatus, the machines they have for plowing. In other words, there has to be enough space between the trees to allow a pair of oxen, because they would always plow with two oxen together. If they're connected to like one yoke, they have to be able to pass between the trees. And that would be a distance of 4 amos. Well, what if the trees are less than 4 amos apart? And Taka wouldn't be able to pass with my two oxen. So then we understand the trees won't be able to grow properly. Trees need space. And eventually you're going to have to take them down. So, memela, we don't consider it three trees. And you can't plow the whole area. That's how the Bat Tanura explains it. So once again, chazring over our Mishnah, if the Besa field has three trees, even though they belong to three different people, not a problem. We still say we look at it as one field, and you can plow the entire Besa until Shavuos of the sixth year. Then the Mishnah asked in general, how much space do you have to have between the trees? And the answer is there has to be at least 4 amos, so that your team of oxen that plow with their machinery can get through. If not, we know these trees aren't going to last, and therefore it's not called a tree field.